Second fact, Maita Sheni, Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Shimon Amar, in the Sochon Shem Shal Maita Sheni B'Yerushalayim V'Chachom Matilim. We saw in the first Mishnah of this parak that you're allowed to use Maita Sheni, oil of Maita Sheni, to smear on oneself. That is the opinion of the Chachomim over here. But Rabbi Shimon in this Mishnah disagrees with that. He says you can only use it for eating purposes, not for smearing. We pass like the Chachomim. Omu loy l'Rabbi Shimon, in the care of the Tshuma Chamura, l'nekel b'Maita Sheni Akal. If we were lenient in respect to Truma, that you're allowed to take oil of truma and a coin, only a coin, so I take oil of truma and smear it on himself, can we not be maker by Maita Sheni, which is more lenient? That which a coin is allowed to smear truma oil on himself is only when it's tahar. So if it's manazay, he cannot do it because we're all tamei. We mentioned once before, and that can't be used for lighting purpose, and even today for Kohanim. Yeah. So in any event, he said their taina was that if by truma you allow to smear, surely which truma is more stringent. It's also for a regular person to eat. So surely you should be lenient to Maita Sheni, which any person can eat. Let me answer them. Ma im lohekel b'truma chamura v'mokim shehekel b'kal shinim v'tilta. That he said, well, not so. In Hekel, but Shuma Chamur, but Mokum Shekel, but Keshin, but Tilton. We'll see in the next Mishnah that in respect to Shuma, we were more lenient in respect to these type of foods which are humanly consumable and they were also used for animal fodder. And Hekel, Maita Sheni, Akal, Mokum Shaloikel, but Keshin, but Tilton. As we'll see in the next Mishnah, the Maita Sheni, we are more stringent than Shuma in respect to these type of foods. So basically Rav Shimon is saying is you cannot bring a raya that if it's mutter by Shuma, it's also mutter by Maita Sheni, and therefore he asks it. As we said before, we do pass like the Chachamim that our Tushen, the oil, can be used with mirror.